Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch. Full stop. And their ceramic watch material almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Once again, your song of the day from 1986, Everybody Have Fun Tonight by Wang Chung. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I'm sorry, I mean, what was the title of that song?
Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight. That's right. And I've never seen you personally attack Heyman like that before, because you personally went after him on this one, because you played the entire song. You played the entire song.
We're going to get two-thirds of it. It's a short song.
I mean,
Here comes the lawsuit.
It's coming right at us. Song of the day is going to be done because Jake risked it all for Wang Chung. He risked everything. He risked the station. Everything.
DP and Rebecca right now are bracing for it.
For the legal... Mossman, please stop by here. We need law, please.
He played
the entire song, which we can't do.
Were you Wang Chungin Saturday night with Elizabeth?
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't mean it like that. Just dancing in the kitchen.
Yeah, dancing in the kitchen. Sure. Yes. Yeah, we were. Yeah. We're dancing in the kitchen. Yes. It was a good day.
Nice. Did you attend the game, Jake?
I did not attend the game.
Thought maybe you did.
I was still overcoming. I was here for the pregame show. I wasn't really well to go to the game.
So if you weren't well enough to go to the game, but you came here, I'm going to have to side with Foreman on this one. Why were you here?
If something were to happen, if there's another spurt to happen, then I didn't want to be stuck at the game. But nothing happened. I was fine, though. The spurt never happened. It was all good.
That's very descriptive to me.
It's very descriptive.
Without going into details, you can...
Where's Jake? He had a spurt.
Oh, no.
He spurted.
Everybody Wang Chung.
Everybody.
I can give that a 7.00003. Right over a 7.
Yeah. It's... if you ever want to go back, if you guys can enjoy yourself a little bit, just Google Cheers.
Okay.
And Frasier comes in to Cheers. And he's like, gentlemen, I just heard some sort of a ditty or a song on the radio. He goes, everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. It was one of those incredible scenes of Cheers.
A ditty.
Yeah, it's incredible. So for that reason, and the Cheers and all that, and I've used this line a lot. And so I'm going to go with a... 90001.
Bill likes the Wang Chung reference.
What, you've used that line?
He's used it on the airwaves before.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
And that's the name of the band.
And Wang Chung has to be in the Hall of Fame.
Heyman, for their one song.
Yes, Heyman, chime in.
Heyman's going to be furious right now.
Did they not have another hit?
No. Wang Chung?
That's shocking.
That's all they had was that.
Imagine those guys when they're playing the Holiday Inn Lounge. Play it again.
Every time.
No other song. That one on repeat. Come on.
Playing a ballad. People are like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Go back to everybody. Have fun tonight. Ben's score. Got to guess Ben's score.
It's a happy song. Ben likes that. 7-9. 2-4.
I was expecting more. What do you want? Some DMX in here? I play DMX all the time when they win.
He's starting to get a little spicy.
He's his own person now. Right. Talk about the change of a person.
Oh, yeah.
Ben's way different.
Yeah.
Way different.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's coming after us.
He'll be wearing a V-neck t-shirt in here pretty soon just to, yep. just to throw it right in our face.
He will.
He'll do it.
The V-neck.
It's a V-neck. The one time we caught him in that.
Some ratings here before I get to Bill's thrills. Bretton Bertrand says, 4 on that song.
Ooh. Mm.
Ryan in California, 7 on that one. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, 4.8. Sandmaster in KC, 8.6.
There's a number for you.
Jake in Hickman, 5.9. Gavin in Pender, 4.8.
Disappointing. Gavin. After all the support
scores
that we've
have been
had
a little
you.
On the low yeah. side. Low.
Pete in Chattanooga, yeah. 6, kind of low.
Okay.
Guilt Nerd, 0.
0. 0.
You guys can't
0.
Have any fun in this world?
Yeah.
It's a fun song.
Hmm.
Nobody can Wang Chung.
Chubby Rhino says, no score, just disappointment. For that song? I didn't play
Rhino.
A ballad
Chubby
this
Rhino
morning.
Came at you.
I didn't play a ballad. It's a happy, fun song.
Yeah, it was a little low-hanging fruit, I thought.
Well, I like that kind of fruit. Kiffin in Columbus, 4.6.
Monty.
Sean in DeWitt, 7.6.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Keep going.
7.5 from Jane in Wahoo.
Wahoo.
East Lincoln West.
Finally.
6.7.
With the mustache.
He's not been with us?
Well, I've not heard from him. Jake, the other day, I texted Jake. Right. I said, what happened to East Lincoln West?
I think he's been here.
I said that we haven't heard from him for a
while.
That
could be a me problem, not reading the text.
It could be because he's retired also. He's retired.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, now he does not fly helicopters anymore.
He's like 45.
He's been grounded. Yes, it's nice about the military. Yeah. Uh-huh. Then they deserve that.
Yeah, they do.
Jennifer, 6. Hubby, 6.1. Low for them.
Low household score.
But getting along.
John in Des Moines. Haven't seen him for a while. Yeah. Not good, too, he says in that one.
John, welcome
Jake, you had an incredible show going with listeners and viewership. And then the song. Besides
you guys like the song. That's all that matters to me.
I did. Just John gave it a 2. Welcome back, John.
Yeah, good to hear you,
Where's
John?
Where's John been?
I don't know. Dan in Wichita, 8.5. And who in Columbus?
Bert,
6.
Jeez.
Bert, thank you.
6 from Bert.
Jeez.
Thank you, Bert.
6 from Bert. So there's your ratings on the...
Ben doesn't got the cadence down. Yeah. Who in Columbus?
No, he hasn't done it before.
No,
you guys, did he try that?
Yeah, it didn't go well.
He tried the Bernie
one? Yeah, it didn't go well.
I need to hear that.
It didn't go well. It didn't... We passed it off. Me and Sip just got rolled through it.
That is sort of a, you guys are incredible. It's yeah. maybe.
There's a cadence there.
Honestly, that might there's be my favorite part of our show. Seriously.
All right.
Except for the one time when Jake said, Bert in Columbus.
That still haunts me to this day. I still think about that moment. What are you doing, you idiot?
Who?
That was horrible. What an idiot.
You jumped off sides.
I did. All right. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It's a Football Facts Monday, Bill. What do you have for us today?
Well, first of all, I have to address a personal matter. Duke has texted in.
Uh-oh.
Duke's texted in and yelled at me.
What for?
He's yelled at me because I missed... part of the second half of the Nebraska game.
What did he say?
He's just yelling at me because I didn't watch that. So now I'll go personal a little bit like that. Is that beyond that is that we're in the process of moving.
Right.
My job was to have all the totes out of the garage. I mean, out of the basement into the garage by the time my wife got home. That realized once we hit halftime, I had done 0 of the totes. 0
So there's
of the
some
totes.
Pressure.
So the second half... was a lot of okay. up and down the stairs.
Got it.
Trying
How
to
are
get
you feeling
stuff
right
out
now?
There. I'm a little sore.
I
I'm
bet.
A little sore.
That's good workout.
It was it a is. Lot. It was a lot. And it was very clear what had to happen when my wife was and what was had to happen when I returned. And so
there
was a time if she would have checked in around halftime, there was nothing done. There had
would been,
that
have been trouble.
A single thing.
Yeah, not one thing had been
Would there
done.
Have been trouble?
Been trouble. And it was just me and Sugar.
That's you would have felt you yeah. would have felt
so,
guilty.
Yeah. So when the game got in hand, I go, this has to happen. Very quickly. Because if I said something like, I had to watch the entire Nebraska game, that's why there's no totes up here, honey. She'd been like, they scored 44. The game wasn't even a game. So I had to handle that. So
up and down the steps.
Yes.
It's not easy for a 58-year-old.
I'm going to say right now, it was a minimum of 45 trips.
Wow.
45 trips. It was a lot.
Heavy stuff.
It was a good workout.
It was good fitness. I like that. Let's do Bill Shrills.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Fan base reaction.
Okay.
Ding, ding. Enjoy the swing. At all cost, avoid the sting. Ding, ding. Enjoy the swing. At all cost, avoid the sting.
What is the deal?
How the coaching pendulum swings. Oh, my. Oh, my.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So it starts off with, let's go Alabama, Oklahoma.
Ooh.
And everything's going great. Remember when they lost a couple games? DeBoer doesn't even wear a shirt with a collar on it. What's he doing? I mean, they beat Georgia. When they beat Georgia, everything was, we got our guy. Everything's great. And don't worry about anything. That's nuts. Oklahoma, this sucks. Venable sucks. Everything sucks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they play, and all of a sudden they lose a couple games. But then they right the ship, and enough people lose. Alabama's got to beat a under 500 Oklahoma team and an under 500 Auburn team. Oh. And they're in the SEC championship game. And once you're in the SEC championship game, you're going to the playoffs. Not so fast, Seabass.
Nope.
24-3.
What happened?
They lose. And I mean, then also Oklahoma rushed like 280 against them. And also, I will say this, the worst referee in air in the history of college football happened in that game. They took a touchdown pass away from
Ryan Williams
from Alabama, which may have made the game interesting. Would have made it 24-10 with 14 minutes to go. And they took it away on a missed call. But my point is
Ryan Williams.
So now, listen to this one. Now it's like, wrong guy, wrong deal. I read an article on DeBoer's wife doesn't even like Tuscaloosa. That came out in an article.
Oh, yeah.
Came out in an article.
Did it really?
Before the game starts, they're like going, yeah, had a little shaky things. Now it's fine. Now about Venables? We're good. Got the thing back on track. An hour before the game, it was completely opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pendulum. Oh,
Completely. Ding, ding. Enjoy the swing. At all costs, avoid the sting. Oh, man. Double swing, Ole Miss 17, no. Florida 24. Ooh. Ole Miss 17, Florida 24. Ooh. First of all, okay, so do you remember the pictures after they played Georgia tough, they being Florida? They have all these photos at Texas where they're getting beat like 42 to nothing.
Yep.
And there's these pictures of the AD, and they're just clowning him. Mm-hmm. They are clowning the AD. Now, they're playing with their third-string quarterback. They're just clowning him. Yeah, great job. Yeah, we're sticking with Napier. Strickland. This is awesome.
Strickland.
Then what's he do? He beats two ranked teams back-to-back.
Napier.
And the whole time, it's like bowl. That team kept playing. That team kept playing. It was unbelievable. And then think about this one, Ole Miss. Lane. The pendulum couldn't have been. They just beat Georgia. Hmm. All they got to do is they have to beat a under 500 or a 500 team right away with beat Florida,
uh-huh.
and then beat the worst team in the SEC, Mississippi State. And they're walking. They're in the playoffs, about a seventh seed. They have one of the highest NIL rosters of anyone, and they lose.
Yep.
And they lose, and look, that's it.
They're Lane out. Train derailed.
They're out. The pendulum is insane. I mean, Dart throws bad picks.
Mm.
Tennessee, the University of Tennessee beat UTEP 56 to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
At the Tennessee game, they were doing the gator chop because they yes. were so because Tennessee was out.
Were they?
And then three teams lose in the SEC.
And they're back in.
Now they're back in.
They're back in.
They're back. They're
Georgia's
the
in.
They're back in.
Yeah.
Everything.
They were doing the gator chop in Tennessee?
They were doing at the game. In the fourth quarter, they were bored. They were doing the gator chop.
That's hilarious.
They were absolutely how the pendulum swings. Auburn 43, Texas A&M 41, four overtimes. One of the most incredible epic games I've said it before. You guys have always asked, what was the most incredible stadium you ever played in? I said, at Auburn.
Auburn.
A&M's right there. At Auburn is insane. That game's insane. They were 4-6. Auburn's 4-6. A&M has got one loss in the league.
Yep.
They've already got two losses because they lost to Notre Dame.
They're out.
It was absolutely incredible.
So the guy dropped a pass.
What's that?
The guy dropped a pass in the end zone.
I think it was early on in the first overtime. I think A&M scored first, and then Auburn scored. And my wife says, "Do you go for two here to win it?" And I go, "Two things." I go, "If you have a play that you love, I've got a play that we absolutely love. If not at home, I go to the next overtime. If you have a play, well, it gets down to the time A&M had a play." They're going to tie it. They're going to go to the fifth overtime. They run a wildcat reverse pass wide open, hits him in the chest, and he drops it.
Drops it.
What do I always say? You lose more games than you win.
I know. Mm. He
dropped the ball right in his hands. Now they've got three losses.
Horrifying drop,
where before
Jake.
It was,
I saw it.
So
it was horrifying. It was right here.
It was right here.
Can't miss that.
I mean, now they've got three losses. They still have a chance to get the SEC championship game. They got to beat Texas. But if they get to the SEC championship game, it's also been said, hey, if you lose, you can't get thrown out. I don't know how a four-loss team.
How are you getting? You can't get
not with a four-loss team.
No.
So that changes the narrative completely.
Yeah.
So A&M, if they had just won this one, probably most likely whatever happens.
They're out, right?
Oh.
A&M's out, right?
Well, they can still get to the championship game.
I know, but it doesn't.
So if they get to the championship game and then they win the championship game, they're a first-round bye.
No,
they're not mathematically, they're not done. So let's talk Jake. We're going to talk Jake Sorensen here for the last one.
He's terrified.
I don't know what this means. I'm concerned.
Okay, let's just go through the pendulum swing.
I guess
Nebraska loses to Indiana 56-7 to make them 5-2. How was the pendulum?
Pendulum swinging in a negative way.
It was like Jake Sorensen couldn't walk. And that was kind
of. I was crawling.
It was like the fan base, right?
Right.
I mean, just unbelievable. Then it's like they lose to Ohio State by 7, tied with 5 minutes to go in the game.
By four.
I'm sorry. And they're tied, the four-point game, and they're tied or ahead, right?
They're ahead in the fourth quarter, yes.
Ahead in the fourth quarter.
Correct.
Lose the game. How are the spirits?
Upper.
Pretty good. Really up, right?
Positive.
Very positive.
Positive vibe.
Extremely positive. They come back home to right the ship. They lose to UCLA.
I left the game.
He left the game. How was the pendulum?
Not good.
Whoa.
It was rough. It was rough. Rough waters.
Lose to USC. Not great.
Pretty rough waters.
Yeah. You say it looked better, but they said
taking on water.
Yeah, taking on water. Jake was a mess. Then it was absolute mess. And then especially because Wisconsin had played Oregon tough.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. Beat Wisconsin. Field storming. Craziness. The vibe right now is one player away probably from, I mean, get a couple of people in the portal, playoffs next year.
That's bold.
But that's kind of. I mean, the vibe is really is incredible right now. Great,
people are happy.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of hope because Iowa's down too.
Yeah, there's a lot of hope because of that. But my point is how fast it swings.
Oh, it swings so fast.
I mean, I'm looking at Jake Sorensen's face today when he walked in compared to what it was like just 1 week ago.
Mm-hmm. I brought in pumpkin bars today.
One week ago, and I used Jake because I believe he was kind of the pulse of the fan base.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was just Jake, but
the
back and forth that went on during that time.
That's the fun of it, right?
But so that was my final thing. That's what makes college football great.
It's fun, yeah.
Because it's not just Nebraska, it's every fan base. Every fan base is just like, I mean, the one thing of the fan base at Notre Dame, they lost to Northern Illinois. And then where are they at now?
They are on fire right now.
What was the Army score?
They won by 100.
They're playing the best right now in all of football.
They're ranked,
fifth now. They're ranked fifth.
They cannot get a bye, which I enjoy because they're not in a conference. So the conference bye is only for a conference champion to get in. But the pendulum is so strong. Right now, imagine being coached in Alabama. When you walked on the field for the Oklahoma game, everything was Xanadu.
Uh-huh.
We are in great shape. We're going to go to the SEC championship.
They scored 3 points.
DeBoer's
job's got to be incredibly tough right now.
I think Dart is a heck of a quarterback. He came hurt. Beat Georgia. They beat Georgia 28-10. The next week, they're out of the playoffs, and they're so supposedly second highest or the highest in NIL. And this was supposed to be the imagine going to work today.
Oh, think about Lane. Think about Lane. How many opt outs there could be now?
Yeah,
No playoffs.
Yeah.
They'll be opt outs.
Yeah, there's going to be a several teams like that will be in opt out mode.
Lane, I heard Lane's press conference. It was not good. He sounded terrible.
Yeah, he couldn't even talk.
Huh.
Where the week before, imagine what that was like.
I know they're in great position.
The pendulum.
That
the
pendulum's
insane.
Amazing.
That
Jake's cutting me off. Built,
yeah, it's 7:20. This is going to be the latest hours we've ever had. Next, an early break on the ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.